Recording started. Let's go. What is up, everybody? It's DWC episode 7, week 6 of the NFL. Pretty sure, yeah, week 6 of the NFL because some teams are 1-4. Or that reminds me. Make sure you can listen to us on YouTube. We are out on YouTube for this season. We are also out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. But really want to hit that YouTube. Make sure you hit the like button, comment, subscribe, all that jazz. We're also on Twitter at DWC2022 and on Instagram at Defense Wins Championships. Let's go ahead and get into the breaking news that happened the other day. Robert Saleh, first coach fired this year.
I think it's kind of funny because we had our segment, what, last week, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Wasn't it last week?
No, it was 2 weeks ago,
Oh, whenever we had it. We had Saleh as the top three hot seat. We thought he was the least hot.
I'd say the most safe out of the three.
We did think he was on the hot seat, but the least hot on the hot seat. I don't know. I think the timing is weird. I don't really think it's his fault for how they've been playing. I think when you hire someone like Aaron Rodgers' friend to be the OC, I think that's where the problem is. Nathaniel Hackett's offense hasn't worked ever in the NFL. So I don't quite understand the move here, but of course there's that thing where what did he wear at Lebanon?
Yeah, Lebanon patch. Yeah, patch.
And then apparently the owner is not a fan of that. So coincidence? I don't know. There's not many coincidences in the NFL like that. But I mean, his defense has been good the whole season. They've allowed 36 points in three games. That's pretty fucking good. You should be able to win games like that, especially when you're paying a QB $50 million, right? So,
yeah.
I know he has nothing to do with the offense, so I'm not sure what this firing is going to do, if not just make them worse than what they already are.
Yeah. The Jets owner, not a good guy. There's been reports of him and racist acts. He's not a great guy. But I mean, really, who, what owner, if you, once you, I feel like once you hit a billion or once you hit, you know, the hundreds of millions, it just, something switches, bro. And you're not saying you were a good person at the beginning, but you know, you definitely not once you get the money. I don't know what it is. Somebody needs to donate so I can see if it happens to us.
Oh, yeah.
Once I get 100 million, will I be like, you know what? I don't really like the black. You know, audio listeners, I can say that I'm black. Yeah, organizations have just been, it's just been awful. The Jets and the Browns. Do you foresee the future of Stefanski getting fired? Do you think this is going to happen as well to him?
Oh man, I'm scared for his life. And I'm scared for my life at this point because Stefanski probably is the only person in the building that needs to keep his job, to be completely honest with you.
Not even the masterful Barry? What's going on?
I hate to say it. I love Barry. I love what he's done with the cap. Obviously, it hasn't worked out. But for him to turn this around, he needs to admit that we're moving off Deshaun Watson, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Deshaun at this point, there's – I mean, ultimately, this is so weird because, like, last year we saw Deshaun get a little bit better each game, right? Like, mm-hmm. We saw it, but we were running Stefanski's offense. It's known to be QB-friendly. All the QBs that have ever been in his offense have done well, like Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield. Hell, he even won with P.J. Walker and Joe Flacco, obviously, was the mm-hmm. best QB he's had in that offense. And Deshaun was starting to get it. Like, it was easy offense, pick it up. Obviously, making an easy offense for a guy that has missed football for 2 years is the smart thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Well, this year, it sounds like either Haslam or Deshaun made the call on, oh, you're going to fire your OC, who's one of your good friends, Alex Van Pelt, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to go hire Dorsey and make this a spread offense. And we're going to throw the ball a lot. It's going to be a lot harder, more RPOs, which doesn't make sense now that you really think about it, right? Because now we're making Deshaun make the decisions on the field without it being like Stefanski, like, this guy's going to be open, right? I just don't understand why we would do that. And the only thing that makes sense is Deshaun made the fucking call, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't want to play in Stefanski's offense. I want a new OC. I want to be in the offense I was in when I had Bill O'Brien at the Texans, where it was high flying. We're throwing the ball down the field. And what realistically did the Browns see that convinced them, oh, we can do that for him? Like, why are we fitting the offense around him when he's been missing for 2 years, right? It just doesn't make sense. So now you see it in the press conferences each week. It's like Stefanski looks just done. He just looks but he doesn't say anything, and he never does. Like, it's coaches speak. It's just like Belichick. He'll never give you anything about what's happening. Mm-hmm. So it's pissing the fans off, but, like, I get it. He just looks worn down. And if I was him, I'd be tanking on purpose to get a buyout and go play for a better franchise, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I feel like this is the difference between the Browns and the Jets. Regardless if Stefanski or Barry leaves, they are going to get hired immediately. Immediately. Yeah. And if that is your issue, then it's upstairs. It's the owner. I mean, if you're going to, I feel like it's different in the sense of, like, if you got Kirk Cousins, right? You paid Kirk Cousins this money and it didn't work out. It is what it is. But I feel like with the Deshaun shit, the backlash that you got for getting him, you should quickly be able to be like, yo, we're done.
Yeah.
Like we're done with this. And yeah, Stefanski, I mean, you see in the press conferences and stuff, each week he just looks older, bro. It's like he's like a president in terms. It's just like, it's just growing. At some point, I mean, he's really good at like the PR shit, but like, I mean, any normal person would have fucking blown up by now.
I don't know why he's fighting so hard, to be honest with you. Like, I know he loves it in Cleveland, and he's really like been the only reason we've had success there in a long, long time. Two-time coach of the year. He's won 10 games, gone to the playoffs twice. Like, I get it. He probably wants to stay, but, like, holy fuck, man. Like, at this point, if Haslam is really, like, just telling him who to play at QB, there's no way we can win that way. It's impossible.
No.
It's just he's being tied down to what Barry and Haslam say at this point. So I don't quite understand why he keeps just, oh, yeah, Deshaun's our guy. Deshaun's this. Deshaun's that. Anybody who watches, like, I watch Brown's film breakdown, and there's guys open every play. And it's and even Jonathan Allen after the game this week, he made a comment about Deshaun. He's like, yeah, Deshaun physically looks good out there. His arm is fine. He just looks like everything is wrong above the shoulders, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's mentally just not there, and I don't think he's ever going to get back there, to be honest with you.
You like, don't think even a change of scenery is going to help? You think he's just cooked?
I think he's done. If this, like, there's nothing on tape for the Browns and him for teams to be like, oh, yeah, we'll take a chance on that. Now, him being, I guess, we're going to be paying his contract, so that leaves the door open for teams to be like, oh, you can come.
Like a Russ type of
like
shit?
Like a Russell situation. But at the same time, it's like, why even do that? It causes controversy. Yeah. There's no reason to even get involved at this point. I think if it, like, truly, if the Browns continue to stick this out, we probably win two or three more games at most this season, which is insane to think about because our roster is one of the highest paid rosters in the league.
Yeah.
I just think last week was the tipping point because it was that fourth down where they had too many men on the field. You see Amari Cooper counting, and then Deshaun just walks off the field because we knew we weren't going to burn a timeout. Like, I don't think that was necessarily I'm quitting on this play. Yeah. It's we can't waste two timeouts within three plays type of thing. You know what I mean? Now, I know everyone's going to be like, oh, Deshaun's a quitter. Deshaun's this and that. Like, Deshaun has shown he's wanted to play. It's just not there anymore. You know what I mean? Like, he's shown fire and wanting to be there. Now I will say there's been some pretty good reporters that I follow, pretty viable reporters that's they're kind of questioning Deshaun's work ethic in the offseason and film study and stuff like that. That's the first time I've heard of it. Shit's starting to leak a little bit, which could mean it's coming from the higher ups that it's time to like, whoop. Like if shit starts to leak on your QB, that means there's probably going to be a change soon. Unless something drastic happens. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I feel bad for Stefanski. He's a fucking great guy. He doesn't deserve this bullshit. He's never had the QB. He's never had his own QB. Think about it. He didn't draft Baker. He didn't fucking draft Deshaun. Like, we've never drafted a QB since he's been there. So, I mean, besides DTR, but that was a fifth round pick. Like, he's never had his guy ever. And he's brought a top 10 offense, top 15 offense every year with whoever they put in front of him. He's been handcuffed the entire time he's been there. He doesn't deserve to be fired. And if he does, and that same reporter that was starting to leak things about Deshaun, the feeling is, and she said, if Stefanski gets fired, there are numerous opportunities for him immediately after he gets fired.
Absolutely.
Because he's shown that he's valuable in this league and his offense works in this league, and he's been a good coach for a franchise that has not been good. You know what
I mean? If I'm the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets. I know our friend Nick wants him to be the Eagles head coach. I mean, with all that talent and a decent QB, like, the man's going to win you 10 games. He'll be a perennial playoff coach. He can put a staff together. It's just, it's so unfortunate, man. Like, it's going to be, and you know what's crazy is if Stefanski gets fired, because there's still a big portion that hate him out of the Browns fan base. They don't like his play calling. They think he's the reason everything went to shit. Whatever. Same thing with the Baker situation. It's going to be like a few years from now when Stefanski's a head coach again and he's winning games elsewhere, they're going to be like, I told you. We shouldn't have fired Stefanski. It's just like the Baker situation. But in reality, those were the same people that were hating on him when he was on the team, right? It's just a cycle of bullshit in Cleveland. And I'm fucking over it. I really do. Like, if Stefanski leaves, I really do hope he does well wherever he goes. And I hope he fucking wins all the time. And then I'm going to sit here. And I'm going to sit here and be the fucking guy on our podcast 5 years from now. And be like, I fucking told all you dumbass Browns fans that hate Stefanski. You think his offense is bad. His play calling's bad. It's fucking not.
Yeah, it's. I think it's hard. It's hard on both ends. Pause. I saw that like fourth down, like too many men on the field, and people were trying to spin it saying that Stefanski wanted to go for it and Deshaun didn't. I was like, bro, there's too many men on the field. That's why they didn't go for it.
Yeah,
but like, the thing with like Stefanski, I think Stefanski's offense is amazing. I mean, the way he can scheme people open is insane.
It's just fucking on tape
everywhere. It just makes no sense. It's just so hard because you have a quarterback now that just cannot process anything.
Yep.
And you know what's crazy? Not only can he not process things, your line is so bad he won't have time to anyway.
It's a mixed bag. He doesn't trust the O-line anymore. He doesn't trust himself.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him either, but, like, there's definitely guys open. Like, it got to the point, the tipping point, where he really doesn't trust himself that much, right? And then the O-line starts to fold a little bit. Now he doesn't trust the O-line. So now he's not even making a first read. That man's out of the pocket in, like, fucking a second.
Because and he's getting smoked back there, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's
hits.
Like, I'm not blaming this year on Deshaun completely. We're just bad. Like, we've just been bad. It feels like the team has not cared since they stepped on the field. How bad are the Jaguars for losing to us?
Does it even matter if Nick Chubb comes back?
I don't want him to come back until, like, he's completely healthy. Like, I wouldn't care if he came back in, like, week 10. Actually, like, week 14. You know what I mean? Because to me, the season's over. Like, it actually is. The only way it's not is if they put Jameis in and let him run the offense the rest of the year. But they refuse to do that. And you know why? It's because of whatever our topic is, bad owners, right? I think Haslam, his pride's getting in the way from starting the guy that's actually better, that's actually played football for 3 years. And if Stefanski reverted back to his old offense and let Jameis run it, it'd probably look a lot like the Flacco offense from the end of the year last year. Because they really have fixed some of the O-line issues. Jedrick Wills had a good game last week. And it just didn't matter because Deshaun can't process what he's seen or trust his eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
I told you what was going to happen in that. I was right. What was going to happen in that Commanders game? That interior inside was going to get blown the fuck up because of the people on Washington. And if I'm Dan Quinn, bro, I'm just sending house every time.
That's what
your QB can't process shit. I'm sending house every time. And Deshaun was getting smoked back there, bro. And I think it's trickled over to like, because I was like, maybe we don't know about the Commanders with, you know, playing like the Browns still have good defense, regardless if people show up or not. And they still, what would they put 30 on you? They still hung
30. Our defense quit like a mother.
They still hung 30.
I don't know what. Our defense hasn't been in it all year because we're missing like just effort. When you're missing this many tackles, it's effort more than anything, right?
Do they fuck with Watson? Is it like a rush situation and the Seahawks and the defense didn't really fuck with him?
I don't really know because –
I know what your teammate chemistry is. I know what my teammate chemistry is. We got a lot of these, but I don't know what your teammate chemistry is.
No, we don't – that's the thing. In press conferences and stuff, like Myles Garrett, Newsom, all of them will say they back Deshaun, right? But I think that is out of pure respect – for Stefanski, because that's how Stefanski runs his program. No shit talking to the media, like that type of thing. I really do think it's that. Plus, it just gets you nowhere when you start saying shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like maybe like Myles Garrett is probably the only one in that entire locker room that has the power to go up to the coach, go up to the fucking owner and be like, listen, either switch the QB or I'm fucking sitting out the rest of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe he fucking needs to do that. Just have surgery. Fuck it at this point. Yeah.
Because he needs surgery on what? Both?
Both feet. Just get it done now so he's ready for next year. Like, why are
there's
we
no, there's no out? Use in there's no use in even playing this season.
No, I'm fucking over it at this point. The whole team's gonna blow up next year anyway. So the only guys I want to keep on the fucking team are probably Owosu, Garrett, Ward, and Chubb. Everyone else could probably fucking go. Oh, and Teller. Everyone else can fucking go for all I care.
Four people is crazy.
But, like, think about it. I do, like, if they just fucking
switch it off. So you think a fire sale is going to start?
A fire sale is going to start here. If they lose the next two games, a fire sale. Cooper gone.
You think Newsom's gone?
Yeah, Newsom probably gone. He wasn't getting re-signed next year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I wouldn't care. You know what's crazy? And I love Denzel Ward. But but it could very well be a Joe Hayden situation. You know what I mean?
What are you
listen to me.
You're going to keep Emerson and get rid of Ward?
We got to keep Emerson. He's on his rookie deal. We'll have him next year. He's actually been bad this year. I don't know why. Is that because he just doesn't care?
Yeah, but y'all are sick individuals for keeping him on Malik. Y'all was for as long as y'all did. That was shit. Oh, that boy is nasty.
Don't get me wrong. I want Schwartz gone too. But like at this point, like Ward can't stay healthy. He's hurt again. So might as well fucking trade him. I love Ward, and when he plays, he is like a top five corner in the league, but he plays 5-6 games a year. You can't rely on that. You can't build off of that. Like you just can't. So, yeah, I think it's going to get nasty. I think if we lose this game, like, I'm not even saying lose. Like, if we're close to the Eagles, that's a problem for them. Like, we're still ass.
Mm-hmm.
But if we lose by, like, 30 again or, like, 20-something points again, Cowboys, fucking Giants, Washington, and the Eagles, like, a clean sweep from the NFC East.
Oh, that will be a clean sweep. Oh,
now, God. Now we have problems. Like, and I'm talking Stefanski probably goes, fucking players start getting traded. Like, it's going to be nasty.
Week 7, fire sale started.
Yeah. Clearly, the team doesn't want to play with Deshaun. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. Because last year, what were we? We were all heart. You know what I mean? This year, we have heart. So what is the change? They didn't believe in the offensive change. A lot of people are saying that, like, I know we're going long on the subject, but a lot of people are saying our beat reporters were lying all offseason about how well the offense looked and how good Deshaun looked. And the players knew all along that it wasn't going to work. That's what a lot of people are saying.
Is Haslam a godfather over there, or what is going on?
Oh, he is. No, you don't say. He has people on his payroll. I told you the media is just regurgitates shit that Haslam wants to be out there, right? That's literally all they fucking do.
Crazy, bro.
That's what I'm hearing. But yeah, bad owners suck, and they'll ruin a franchise. They'll ruin everything for you, just like the Jets. Bad move for the Jets. Same thing though. Like, they went all in on a QB. Obviously, situationally different. Rodgers can still play football, but he is 40. Mm-hmm. And the thing about Rodgers that Deshaun doesn't have, well, he did this year, is the fact that he brings all his friends with him, right? He gets his way or the highway. Deshaun didn't do that the first 2 years at the Browns, but clearly he had a say on who the OC was and what the offense would look like this year. So what does that tell you? People are desperate in the NFL. Like, yeah. Desperation reeks on these franchises, the Panthers, the Jets, the Browns. It's just gross, and it will ruin you.
I don't
know why we were desperate. We two 10-win seasons in the last 4 years. Like, what?
You can't do. You're a Baker hater. You defended, and then you started hating.
No. I know what Baker is because I live with it for 4 years. I defended Baker every year, just like I defended Deshaun the first 2 years he was on my team.
Would you rather have him now?
Baker? Yeah. But at the same time, it was never going to work. You know what I mean? Like, it just is what it is. And that's starting to make me think that Haslam wanted Baker off the team more than anybody. I always knew that Stefanski knew.
He probably went against everything that Haslam stood for in terms of follow what I'm saying. Because of Baker's mouth.
Yeah, just Deshaun is cooked, bro. Like, you have to go.
Deshaun is cooked.
It is malpractice. Like, this is unbelievable to have.
What made you? Because you were a Baker defender. You were like a staunch Baker defender. You were a little bit of a Watson defender, and now you're just, play? Is it the off the field plus, or what, you know, what is it? You got off quick, boy.
Which one, the Watson one or the Baker?
The Watson. No, you were on the Baker one for forever.
Forever.
You were on the Baker one until like he left. Like, holy shit. Like, I forget the movie, but it's that dude has a sword going against the whole army. Like, yeah. You were the only one that I knew that.
I'm about to say, Baker. If I can get credit for anything, it's that I defended Baker until that man was good in the NFL. Like, I was fucking there for that man. And I'm still glad he's doing well. Like, I know he can do well in this league and he can be a starter. But fucking Deshaun, like.
You defended Deshaun for a little bit and then it just switched so fast. You were just like. Bro, this dude is ass.
I just think it's obviously that the Browns film breakdown I've been watching, and like, I think it didn't really set in until all the changes this year when we fired Alex Van Pelt and then we got Dorsey and we said we're implementing a new offense.
You got rid of that O-line coach, right? Where he went.
Well,
Yeah,
we let him go because we did the right thing. I'm over the right thing, bro. We released him of his contract so he could go play for his son, which is the right thing to do. Like, I get it. I wasn't hurt by that. But Bill Callahan's a legend, fucking GOAT. That's why we had such a good O-line forever. But, yeah, I just think Watson had too much – like, he really does have too much say in what's going on. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, Stefanski was working out for us. Why go and ruin his – scheme, you know what I mean? And his scheme was working with Deshaun in it, and it's a simplified offense that makes the QB make one read. Like, I just don't get it, man. Like, Haslam completely let Deshaun kind of, from what I'm hearing, at least from the leaks, if this is true, is that Deshaun was the reason we fired Van Pelt. We got a new OC, we changed our whole offense in the offseason, and clearly when you give a QB that much power, the rest of the team is kind of looking at everyone like, all right, who the fuck's in charge? You know what I mean?
So why does he deserve writing too many checks he can't cash?
Yeah, it was like Haslam should have stood his fucking ground and been like, no, you're gonna play in the offense that the head coach that's had success here for the first 4 years he's been here.
Yeah.
That's the offense you're gonna be in, whether you like it or not. I'm paying you all this fucking money.
I was about to say.
Like, why is Haslam conforming to this? Or is it his idea that we change the offense? It needs to be more high powered. It needs to be throwing the ball.
He's trying 40 times a game. Think he's just trying to make this deal look like good? I think in one sense he's a genius, right? Either the plan was right and the offense looks great and Deshaun is back, or he looks so fucking horrendous that they can just drop him at any point. But I'm like, when are we dropping?
Because I know. This is my thing about the pride. Like, the whole pride thing doesn't even make sense because, like, at this point, everyone sees it. So yeah, it's already probably the worst contract in NFL history.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, easily.
It's up there in sports, brother.
Yeah. In sports in general. So at this point, everyone knows it. Everyone saw what was put on the field. Deshaun Watson's not coming back. Just fucking drop him. Cut ties.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen it more extensively in the film breakdown, but even I'm like watching the game and I'm like, brother, this dude is open. Either the ball ain't getting out or it's behind or I in front, some, up top. Yeah. I'm like, how are you overthrowing Njoku? Yeah. That makes no sense.
Well, I saw something today, like Amari Cooper's had a rough year to start, but I understand why a little bit, because obviously he's running a bunch of routes. He's doing fucking cardio and the ball's not coming his way, even when he gets open. So it's frustrating as a receiver. But there was something like, he's been overthrown 41% of his routes, which is like the highest in the NFL.
What even makes you want to run him anymore?
Exactly. And that was kind of my feeling with we saw a little bit of that with Pickens on Monday.
Yeah.
Was it Sunday night?
Sunday night.
I think he half-house runs routes because he hasn't had a QB that could get him the ball, or he doesn't think the ball's coming to him, which that's a different story. Like, he needs to just run the routes. The ball will come your way eventually. But for, like, Cooper – we know what he is. He's been one of the best receivers in the league forever. And if he's half-ass running routes now because he doesn't think he's getting the ball, what does that say about your QB? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just frustrating, man. Just cut ties. Haslam, do the right thing for once in your fucking miserable life.
It's just so funny that, like, how bad a QB will just make a franchise, because – I remember it was like, oh, like, we got Watson. He's doing this cash spending. It's going to work. We got the deals kicked down. And then his brother's playing like ass. And it's like ass where I'm like, how are you getting snaps? I'm like, what film? Do we watch film? Did we practice? Did we do anything?
No, that's the biggest thing that's making me angry, because if the guy that I follow that watches film who isn't an NFL coach is like, these are fucking layups. Like, you should be hitting this. Guys are open. That just means Stefanski's in the locker room having to lie every day that this guy can win us games. You know what I mean? Because I know Stefanski's not dumb. Like, he's a good QB coach. That's what he's known for. Every QB that's played for him has played well at one point. So he's in there watching film, and he's, like, lying to himself every day because he has to.
He's Is like, he a listen, Shanahan guy or a McVay guy?
Kubiak.
Kubiak guy. Okay.
He's from the Kubiak tree. Yeah. But he's, I mean, fucking, I just don't get it, man.
I mean, it worked with Joe Flacco. It's just Joe Flacco fucked it up by being Joe Flacco.
Yeah. But think about that type of offense is what you would see on a regular basis with a solid QB from Stefanski, right? We got a glimpse of it, and we were the passing leader for the last 5 weeks of the NFL. So what does that say? Nothing points to Stefanski as the problem here. Nothing. Guys are open all the time. When you got a good QB to play football for us, he was throwing for 300 yards a game, even with the two high safety looks, and no run game. We had no run game at that point in the year, and he was still throwing for 300. Like, if Stefanski gets fired, he's a fall guy. There's no other reason. That's, and anyone to not see
anybody,
that
is just fucking... Anybody that's two-time coach of the year being a fall guy?
This is how bad franchises get worse. Because the owner steps in and makes a fucking business decision that is just fucking wrong on all levels. Now, if Haslam comes out and says, fuck it, Barry's the fall guy, I will fucking do a backflip live on this podcast. I like Barry, but I'd rather keep Stefanski than Barry.
That's tough, bro. Are you not even like the dude crying with the gun, or are you just like,
get him off? I'd be crying a little bit because I think Barry might be one of the only people in the league that can handle this mess of a cap that Haslam created. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that was part of it. Like, the front office probably had a little bit of say, and Barry was like, fuck it, let's do it because I can make it work, right? Mm-hmm. That was probably part of the deal. And that's probably why Stefanski will be the fall guy, because Barry can navigate his way through this mess.
So you need them to just admit to their sins.
I just need Haslam to do a fucking press conference. Be like, Deshaun is sent packing. He's at home. We're still paying his damn contract. Biggest mistake of my life. Let's start fresh. That's what I need to hear from him. But he's not going to do it because he's a billionaire, not a great person. And that's just how it is. That's just how these guys are. No owner in the NFL is a good guy. I don't give a fuck what they say, how much shit they donate. None of them are good.
Yeah, going into the Jets organization, I thought the only funny thing I saw was, I saw this tweet, is like, that's got to be crazy. Like, you, a guy's trying to get you fired, and Saleh's trying to get Nathaniel Hackett fired, and then Saleh gets fired. You're like, oh shit.
How does that not speak volumes about what power Rodgers has?
I don't know how these players have this kind of power, bro. It's like, I'm watching Rodgers, and then sometimes I'm like, God damn that throw. And other times I'm like, God damn that.
He hasn't been the same.
What the fuck are you doing?
He hasn't been the same since his later years in Green Bay. He was not good. He was not good the first year we ever did the podcast.
I would say you were on it. You were on it.
He was not good on Green Bay the last year he was there. They went 7-9, missed the playoffs, and he was inconsistent. Like, he wasn't the same guy.
No, and it's like, I'm glad everybody is on the same page of like, the Garrett Wilson. Oh, I thought people were going to be like, Garrett Wilson, finally big game. I'm like, brother, if you're getting 22 targets and you only got 100 yards, 22 targets, what the fuck are we doing? But like, it's bad overall. It looks bad. This is what's crazy about it, is the defense is holding these teams to low points, and the offenses look so bad. Nothing so we works. Fire the guy in charge of the defense. How the fuck does that make sense? How does that make sense at all? Brees Hall looks ass. People are calling for Braylon Allen more minutes, which, hey, I'm a Braylon Allen guy. It's weird of like, obviously the line is bad, but it's weird. This offense is so dysfunctional. It looks like the offensive line would rather block for Braylon Allen. That's how dysfunctional this shit looks.
Dude.
And it's not that. They're trying to block better for Braylon Allen. Braylon Allen is just getting the yards after contact is just like almost double Brees. Like, when Brees gets touched, he's down. Which I'm like, what the fuck happened to you? I thought Brees was going to be elite. And then it just overall, but outside of Garrett Wilson, these pass catchers, like, we're bringing Alan Lazard. Hey, shout out Alan Lazard, though. He's got me a lot of money, man. I have nothing but the highest respect for you. But you as wide receiver too, we smoking dick. Why are we doing this? And then now they think Devontae's going to fix these problems.
No.
It's still going to be ass. Now Devontae's going to get 25 targets, and Garrett Wilson's going to look trash.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Just like,
I want to go back.
There's no way that Aaron thinks this offense is good. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I actually want to go back and look at Rodgers and his stats to receivers and see how much of it was one-sided to one receiver, like, throughout the years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, ever since his last few years on Green Bay, he only threw to Devontae. Like, it was an automatic 30 points in fantasy because he got fucking 15 targets a game. Well, I want to go see.
In second place of, like, Garrett is, like, most the most targets with the least amount of yards. You know who second place is? Fucking Devontae Adams. This shit does not work. This is why they don't have a Super Bowl, another one. You would think, like, oh, and Aaron Rodgers, like, how does he only have one Super Bowl? Bitch, we might be looking at the answer.
Yeah.
The whole time I was thinking it's external factors. Mm-mm. It was just motherfucking the whole time.
And think about what Green Bay's done without him, like, already. You know what I mean? Like, I think Matt LaFleur is one of the better coaches in the league. He's innovative on offense. But guess what? Rodgers wanted to run his offense, and LaFleur didn't. LaFleur was not having it at the end of his tenure there. So
no. It's weird to think about. We're big LaFleur guys over here. It's crazy that, like, he cooked. Because we were like, when Jordan Love had that one game, we're like, what the fuck? Like, oh, shit. And then when they got rid of Aaron, we're like, I don't know. And then we saw him in that little stint. I think it was against the Saints or the Bucks. Something where he got to come in. We were like, oh, shit. This is what they've been cooking for multiple years. And this is what I'm saying on, like, the new age. I hate the new age shit of just starting these quarterbacks immediately, bro. You let these quarterbacks sit. We get the fucking Jordan Love. We get the Patrick Mahomes. Let them sit a couple of years. It's okay to give the old guys a little bit, suck a little bit, you know, get another high draft pick to help out your future. This is the franchise quarterback, and you're not being a franchise for this quarterback. So, yeah, Robert Saleh, I think he's going to get another job as a DC. We both think this firing is crazy. Out of all the other people that could have gotten fired, and don't worry, y'all will get fired. Of all the other people that could have gotten fired, this was not on my top people to get fired. But
not
this
yet.
Brother is a trash head coach. I will say that. Not a good head coach. I thought he'd get fired at the end of the year anyway, but this fire, and then who the fuck are we going to hire? You know what I mean? So, hey, Robert Saleh, hey, you come be DC. As long as you ain't gotta worry about the time management, brother. You gotta come, because I feel like the defense, like, he gets them riled up. Now, I don't know, because maybe the defense didn't really fuck with him, but at the same point, I don't know what's going on over there. There are reports he got escorted out by security. Now they're saying that's false. He didn't even get a chance to talk to the players, the coaches. What the fuck is going on at the Jets organization? I can't even talk to the players.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's crazy if it is. Like, I just don't get it because, like, to me, the players seem like they loved him. He seems like a player's, like, coach. You know what I mean? Like, he was more like Dan Campbell in a sense.
He gets,
like,
animated up in that bitch.
Yeah. So I feel like there's no way that the players wanted him fired. Besides the fact that he hired Hackett, which it wasn't his decision, I don't think. I don't think that was his call. And he probably, you never know, he might have been in there not wanting Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? He could have, that'd be funny. He comes out, like, on a podcast and says, I never wanted Rodgers on that team. I would do that. I would troll like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it just looks bad on the Jets overall, especially after he wears the patch. The owner has, he's not a good dude. But hey, y'all be lucky. Robert Saleh left with professionalism and class. Because let me get escorted out by security. Lord. I'm an act of fucking fool. And the craziest thing, the funniest thing about this, the funniest thing was, why fire him? Why did you fire him? But let this brother work on Monday. If you're going to fire me anyway, why I got to come in work on Monday? You should have fired me after the game. I had to come and work on Monday, and you go fire me the next day? What the fuck? You could have just sent me on a private jet from London home, bro, and I could sit and make money. Hey, he going to make some money, though. This is what I'm talking about. He going to be on that couch making bands. And now he can, if he wants to, he can say what he really wants to say, but he's not going to do that. I wouldn't advise doing that, but.
Yeah.
Organizations are ass, man, and it's gonna keep going down. You're gonna start seeing more organizations. Panthers next, Jaguars you next. It's gonna keep going down. Let bad play happen. That's when it starts, like, really unfolding.
Snowball effect. Yeah. Don't get me started on bad owners, man. I can talk about it all day.
And speaking of organization thing, do you think this is an organization to start Drake May? I thought Drake May wasn't going to play at all this year. If anything, week 14, 10-ish was when he'd start.
Probably a little pressure from the top. I feel like most QB decisions have a lot of say, or owners have a lot of say in like what QB's playing because they're paying bills and stuff like that. I don't really hate May playing at this point in the season. Like they gave
against
it
the Texans.
Weeks. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I don't think the supporting cast is good, so if people are expecting May to light it up, they're just dumb. But like, he needs to get a little bit of game experience. I don't know if I would bring him in this early. Maybe like the last six games of the year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But Jacoby hasn't been great, but the O-line hasn't been great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. They want to spice it up, get those ticket sales up. Let's throw in some Drake May. You know what I mean? Let's go see our rookie. Maybe he'll turn out like – I think the worst part is –
I'm saying you're a Drake May guy. You're a Drake May guy.
I am. And I think the worst part is owners and teams feel pressured by what's happening around them. And I think everyone's seeing Washington and how they're playing right now with a rookie QB. And they're like, fuck it. We might as well just throw our rookie QB in now and hope it works out like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in reality, that's just not how it works. Like – sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle, and that's what Washington did. But 9 times out of 10, throwing a rookie QB in from day one is not going to work out. So,
no. Yeah.
I think they're feeling pressure.
That's yeah, all it it's is. Definitely like with Jaden and his success right now. And then Caleb Williams looks like he's getting it together. The last 2 weeks were pretty good from him. He's getting it together. A lot of people, arguably, maybe you, I think you felt this way as well. I thought it could be a possibility that Drake May might be better than both of them from the standing of a QB point. So if you're seeing this happen, you're like, why not us? But if, yeah, like you were saying with the Patriots, I think their offense is too dysfunctional. There's people that can't get separation. The line is awful. We're having a running back issue. We're starting Gibson over Ramondre because of fumbling issues, but Gibson has the same fumbling issues. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I hope Drake May, you know, hope this is because, like, this kind of stuff with, like, same thing with Bryce Young, like, you could fuck around and fuck your QB over developmentally wise. It, like, this could cook him if he doesn't have the mental fortitude to not let it cook him. Speaking of starting quarterbacks, Anthony Richardson, do you think he still should be QB1?
I think Richardson should be honestly benched, but not benched in a way like his spot is taken, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think with his injury history, I know he needs reps and stuff, but like, fuck, man. Like, I think you really just sit him out. I think you need to kind of play it like the Packers played it with Love, because he's so new to the game of football and the NFL. Like, I say it every week. I feel like he's played fucking 16 games total as a starter from what, college and NFL. Like, that's not enough games. Like,
Drake y'all May not playing played him that real, really, that year really fucked him.
Yeah. Yeah. Dan Mullen. Shout out Dan Mullen for playing Anthony Jones over Anthony Richardson, because that was smart, right? I think what the best case was Richardson, because I do think he can be a good QB in this league for a long time. He has the arm, he's shown he can throw at certain different levels into the defense. He's just inconsistent. And with consistency, like, it takes time. So I feel like you sit him. He's only fucking 22 years old.
Yeah.
You can sit him for 2 years and or 2 or 3 years, and he comes back at 25. It's not like Love where he came back and started at, what, 29?
Yeah.
Like, what is he? Like, I just think you pay a guy like Flacco to be a bridge QB for 2 years. You start him. And you let Anthony sit behind him. Flacco wasn't a good mentor for Lamar because he was salty that Lamar was going to take his job, right? Like, he's been open about it. He was a bad mentor. But if you're Steichen, you can be like, Flacco, listen, like, I need you to help Anthony Richardson become a better QB.
Yeah.
You're going to be the starter moving forward for right now. And you'll be our starter next year as well. We're paying him fucking $8 million anyway.
Yeah.
Might as well just keep it going as long as his body holds up. I know people don't want to wait for that. That's just how fans are. That's how franchises are. Can you take 2 more years of a bridge QB? But I think it would ultimately help them in the long run for their starting QB being Anthony Richardson. They've already said that he's the starter going forward, but, like, I don't know. He can win games in this league. He's shown he's been able
to win games. 100%.
But it's so inconsistent, you can lose to anybody at any time.
I mean, they were on a heater, and then he got hurt.
Yeah, so.
And what do I say? What's my famous quote, brother? These teams will be here when you die.
Yeah.
So at this point, like, it just, like I said with the Drake May shit, it's all about your QB's mental fortitude. Are they going to be able to handle, hey, we need you to sit for 2 years. You need to recognize your own play. It's not good right now. It's not going to help us in the long run. Your development. Hey, we got Flacco here. We're not saying he's better than you long term. We just need you to understand the game. Especially what Tom Brady was saying. I hate to glaze him every podcast. I genuinely hate that man for what he did to my team. But these people, these QBs coming in through college aren't learning shit.
No.
So they're coming in underdeveloped, and it takes a lot to get them to progress and act right. So Anthony Richardson taking this time would be very beneficial. Now, are they going to do that? Probably not, unfortunately, because Anthony Richardson puts butts in seats. But you know what will take butts out of those seats? Fucking losing.
Yeah.
So that's just, you know, as an organization, man, I don't know why people just get so prideful. It just boggles my fucking mind.
Well, also, think about Flacco. He's one of the last QBs from the Brady era.
Yeah.
And he's a pocket passer, like a three-step drop and throw it QB. Like, I feel like Richardson can learn a lot from him.
Yeah. There is no shame learning from an old head, bro.
Nothing.
That's won a Super Bowl. I mean, you know, say what you want about Flacco. Fuck him, you know. But, hey, somebody's got to make some – you got to throw the ball at some point to win a Super Bowl, so.
Yeah. He made a lot of crazy throws that playoff run.
Bro. Lord. But speaking of teams that were supposed to be making playoff runs and are kind of skidding out, they're concerned. What is your concern level for the 49ers?
I'm still like pretty. My concern level is still pretty low. But
that NFC West is kind of.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, the Seahawks got off to a hot start last year as well, and now they've lost two in a row. Same thing as last year. I don't know, man. The 49ers are weird because Shanahan like has these types of losses. That's twice, mm-hmm. though. I will say that's twice losing. Went up 10 in the fourth quarter to two teams that are way worse than them.
Yeah.
That is a little concerning. He's used to having losses when he's down by 8 or more points in the fourth quarter. Like, he's like mm-hmm. 1-37 or something mm-hmm. with that stat. Like, they play with the lead a lot. But when you play with the lead a lot and now you're starting to give up that lead, that's a little concerning. And you don't know when CMC's coming back. It just doesn't seem like the offense is on the right page. You know what I mean? Yeah. They stall too much. Like Ayuk being not practicing, he had a really good game last week, but mm-hmm. I felt like he was the only one that had a good game. So
yeah,
it's weird.
I think it was just like really. I don't think they know what to do. I mean, even if they have a genius at head coach, but like it seems like the offense sometimes doesn't know what they want to run with. Like, do we want to be pass heavy or do we want to just run the ball? I don't know what they think works or what's going to work. Ayuk is really good at separation, and, you know, he's always doing the, like, deep crossover to the middle safety blanket. But I think the Debo regression and just him not – and Brandon not being at practice is really fucking the shit up. I think they'll get it. My concern level isn't high as well. I think they'll get it. You know, later on, they'll start beating teams' asses. But right now, in this kind of race, I mean, the Seahawks could have easily been in the lead in this division. It's still a tight race. I mean, people are 3-2 or 2-3. So these are not the games you should be losing. Everybody, no matter what, in terms of like seeding and division, like these games count no matter what game you're playing. In the long run, these games will count on your seeding.
Yeah.
And then you got anything else?
No, I mean, I feel like they just need to pick it up, like, on all facets. I mean, losing to the Rams, went up 10 in the fourth quarter, is just embarrassing, to be honest with you.
He's like, still I know over, Stafford's right? Good. I would say, is McVay still undefeated?
I don't know if McVay is undefeated against the 49ers. I don't think so.
I thought it was like he's
still... He, for some reason, wins those games, though.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense, but... I don't know. Just bad all around from the 49ers. It's a little bit concerning. It's a trend. Like, it's been a trend with Shanahan. Like, he can't finish. He can't close out games unless they're up by, like, 15, 20 points. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now if he's starting to lose games that he had the lead, that's a little concerning. But what do you do about that? Like, he's been a perennial playoff coach, Super Bowl 3 times. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does that get fixed? It just seems to be who he is at this point. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
You just got to roll with it. Like, even in the Super Bowls, they were winning both Super Bowls and then ended up losing the game. So
I don't know. I don't know if it just, like, overcomplicates it or what. Like, you have too many players on this. Even with CMC out, I mean, Jordan Mason has been more than a serviceable backup. You still have perennial players on this team that you shouldn't be fucking this shit up, especially against the fucking Rams, bro.
Yeah. Weird. I don't.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into some injuries. Nico Collins is on IR. Derek Carr is going to be out for a few weeks with an oblique injury. Christian Wilkins out indefinitely, and as well as Rashee Rice is going to be out for the remainder of the season. I know in the beginning it looked like he was going to be able to come back, but I think after another look, it looks like he is cooked. I didn't even know about the Christian Wilkins one.
I just saw it, like you said,
just flew under the radar. I think the Raiders are shutting this shit down. They're a little dysfunctional too. And I knew Derek Carr got hurt in his game, but the last couple weeks he's been playing ass anyway, so... I don't know how the Saints are going to be now. Oh, fuck. I picked them. I didn't even know Derek Carr wasn't going to play. All
right. I told you that before we started the podcast. He's not playing.
Yeah.
It's so weird to me how the fucking Chiefs can just win without their best players on the field. Like, it's so annoying. They just win every game. It doesn't even matter either. Like, they just control the game the entire time. And just win it.
That winning the game and then Juju gets over 100 yards, bro.
It's like next man up. Like, literally next man up mentality is 100% a thing at that fucking team. Because the next guy will literally be the star of the next game. Kareem Hunt just got to the team at 100 rushing yards. It doesn't matter. It really just doesn't matter.
That shit's
like crazy, bro. I'm done doubting it at this point. Like, they don't need to go get a receiver. They can still beat anyone in the NFL. Like, fuck it at this point.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's fucking stupid, and I hate it. I don't know why my team can't be like that. But said and get into the game of the week. Y'all been wanting us to talk about games? Let's go ahead. I think we're gonna do like a game of the week type shit. I mean, with all the games that happen, y'all watch that shit. We watch that shit. Y'all listen to other people talk about the games. We're stupid, man. What endpoint are we going to get? But we will be talking about games of the week. Ravens and the Bengals. What a fucking game. What a nail biter for both people betting for the Bengals or betting for the Ravens. Basically, what it looks like it has to come to is, in order for the Bengals to win, Joe Burrow has to play perfect. His brother threw for 5 touchdowns, hella yards, and they still lost. And you can't have – he had a costly pick. I don't know where the fuck that brother was throwing the ball. But he had a costly pick that – That's how bad this defense is, that you throw one pick, it's cooked. One turnover, cooked. You're losing the game.
Yeah. This game was just back and forth momentum swings. Like, it looked like the Ravens were going to go up and just do well, because I think the first quarter they were up 7-0. The Bengals offense really couldn't get it going. And then the Bengals tied it up, and then the Ravens scored. And then there was a safety, and that was kind of the swing back towards the Bengals after that safety. I don't know what the fuck the Ravens were doing on that play. They got that safety, and I was like, what are we doing? But the game was weird. It was a game full of mistakes by the Ravens and the Bengals. The Bengals had a 10-point lead, what, two different times in this game? And their defense is just so historically bad that they could not – like, you're right, Burrow has to be perfect for them to win games. Even in the Washington game. Like, how many points did the Bengals have? Fucking 30?
Yeah, 30. It was like, what, 38, 31, something.
If
like
you're
that.
Consistently scoring 30 plus points in the NFL, you should be able to win 95% of your games. Like, this is all on Zach Taylor. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Zach Taylor's the reason. And I've been saying he's the reason that he's holding Burrow back forever. You know what I mean? Like, what is the front office, the owner? He's cheap. They didn't reload on defense like they should have.
What did we say? It looked like we are hate watching, and we are. Don't get me wrong, but we were right. We told our friends. We told y'all. We told the audience. This defense is ass. There's like, if you can't parade that you have all these rookie and second year starters. Like, brother, that's not good.
No, it's not.
It matters in this
show. Yeah, it does. Look at the Commanders, because what they did was the opposite of what the Bengals. Yeah, they had a bunch of draft picks, but they went out and got a bunch of veterans everywhere on the team. And they're learning how to close out games, and they know how to close out games. Like, the defense for the fucking Bengals. Like, the Commanders got Bobby Wagner. The man is old as shit, but he should be – like, he's still, like, a valuable piece to that team. But yeah, the Bengals just, I would be very fucking pissed off if I was a Bengals fan. I think I've said that numerous times on this podcast through the first 6 weeks. But like, what are we doing? Like, how many times do I have to say, you have a top three QB in this league and you still can't win football games? What does that say about your owner, your GMs? I think they have two GMs or just one. I feel like it's a group think over there. I don't know what the fuck it is. And then Zach Taylor. What's going on?
I think they just have that paper. You remember that paper thing back in the day that would fold up and have different things to say? That's what I think they have at the GMs. I don't think it's anybody there. It's one, speaking of that, and, you know, Eric, I don't want to get, you know, too much into it. It's already about to be a long podcast. But if you're still here, thanks for holding on with us with our rants. We were kind of getting active, but
it has to do with our damn teams.
How the fuck do we ice our own kicker?
I forgot that happened.
How the fuck does that make sense? I thought the Ravens called the timeout. It was like charge timeout Bengals, and I was like,
What was the play clock running down or something? Like, what was the? I didn't watch that play, but I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, the play clock was running down. No. Oh. They could have gotten it off, but I don't know if the kick still would have hit. But like this is your time to seal it. First, this is your time to seal it. Lamar Jackson, dumbass fumble.
Yeah,
that fumble was dumb as fuck. Clock going down. Why are your eyes not on the ball? Dumbass fumble. Two, we just got the fumble. We've been cooking this defense. And, you know, I don't want to cook the Ravens defense, but hey, why don't you guys show up every week? Why are we only showing up random weeks?
That makes no fucking sense. You know what's so sad about that is the Bills seem to struggle against literally only the top four teams in the AFC. When's the last time you've seen the Bills beat the Ravens, the Bengals, or the Chiefs in the last like 3 years? Isn't that crazy?
I don't remember.
Like, I don't understand what the Bills are. They make no sense.
I don't get these like defenses of like, it's like the college mentality, like fucking, like my team, fucking Bama. Yeah, Bama. We just looked past Vanderbilt and we got fucking smoked. I don't know why we're looking past teams in the NFL. That's what it looks like, at least. Why aren't people locking in? Yeah, y'all suck. Y'all ain't looking past shit, though. Y'all just are ass.
They're about to beat Tennessee this week and be 4-2.
Anyways, so it doesn't make sense to me. And like we've been cooking them all day. You know, Ja'Marr Chase took like a 60-yarder to the house. Looked like fucking prime Odell in that bitch. T. Higgins, 2 touchdowns. I think Chase Brown got a fucking touchdown on a little swing. You know what we want to do? Let's run the ball 3 fucking times.
Horrible. Horrible.
Let's you know what we want to do? Let's set up a 50-plus yarder for our kicker, man. He's got it. You know what I want to do? Just a double down. Let's ice that motherfucker. Because he's got it in him. Didn't even look close on the kick. That shit was so shanked, bro.
I just don't understand. Like, the Ravens, whatever way to hang in there, it is what it is. They won the game. But, like, it just seems, and we've talked about this a little bit, that the Bengals just aren't going to get out of their own way this year. Because they were given that game in overtime when Lamar fumbled.
Mm-hmm.
And they still lost. Like, that's the moment where you shut the TV off and you're like, good night, Ravens, right?
Yeah.
But they just cannot, like, the defense is getting torched the entire game. They gave up a 10-point lead, whatever. The defense finally makes a play, gets the fumble, and you're like, okay, this is where we win because the offense has been so good. We've been able to move the ball. And Zach Taylor just runs it up the middle 3 times in a row. And then they fumble the snap. Or the holder fumbles it a little bit and can't get it upright. I'm just like, they might just not be meant to win like this game, like this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
1-4 is egregious. And I don't remember the last time a playoff team went 1-4 and made it. I don't know if they ever did. Like, we're in DEFCON fucking 8, maybe 10 for the Bengals right now. Like, this is bad. And I know you have Burrow, and you can never count on a team with a top 5 QB. Like, you just can't. They can still beat anybody, because if he does play 30 of 39 for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns, that can beat anybody, right?
Yeah.
But if you couldn't win this game with the way the Ravens defense was playing and the give me fucking overtime fumble right there, then I don't know what games you're going to win. Besides against the worst teams in the league.
Yeah. I feel like they were 27-17 for fucking forever.
They were up 10 twice. They blew up the lead.
Gave it away. They just gave it away. It's like, if you read it on paper, you're like, yo, you threw for, you know, 400 yards, 5 TDs. They got a safety. The quarterback, the opposing quarterback fumbled in overtime, giving you great field position. Oh, the Bengals must have won. And y'all fucking lost. And I feel like after that field goal, your shit died. Hey, it's all right. After the field goal missed,
that's going to echo right there.
After the field goal missed, the team, I feel like, just gave up, because Derrick Henry just busted like a 50-yard run. Right.
Well, the defense was giving all fucking game. So, like, it makes sense they just allowed that run, because they're like, what? Why are we still playing? You know what I mean? Yeah. We finally made a play. Like, they know. They know they can't stop the Ravens, right? They never have the entire game. So what makes you think after a missed blown field goal that they should have made that they're going to fucking stop them, you know? Like, demoralized. You saw Burrow on the bench or standing there. He was like, are you fucking kidding me? If you can't win when your QB's throwing 5 touchdowns and 300 yards, almost 400 yards, then you're not winning. And you're not winning in the playoffs. You're not winning a Super Bowl. Your team isn't good enough. That's all I can say. Your team is not good enough.
And they might lose to the Ravens again. I think Lamar's like 9-1 against them. Like, Lamar just eats. If you just put Lamar shit, that's another MVP right there. He just eats against the Bengals. Highlight play after highlight play. I mean, the fucking turnaround. That, by the way, those plays, sweet. As a coach, I'd kill him. You should not be doing that shit. Run around, fucking, and I thought he was throwing it away. The fact that he had the balls of throwing it in the end zone, I was like, you're out of your fucking mind.
This is,
I would have killed you.
Yeah, like this isn't college football. You can't win even if you have the best offense in football. You can't win if you have the worst defense in football. It doesn't mix well in the NFL. Like, it just doesn't work that way. You need to have two solid units on both sides of the ball to be able to win.
At least fucking average defense, man. Like, this is piss poor.
You need at least four stops a game. No. No, but actually, like, this team, the Bengals team is just not good. It's not. Yeah. The coaching's not good. The only thing good about your team is your two wideouts and your fucking QB. That's it.
Hey, I love this hate watch, man. This shit is elite.
It's elite like, and I don't want to sound like I'm a Browns fan. It's going to come off bad anyway, but like, realistically, what's worse? The Bengals at 1-4 with a Hall of Fame level
QB? No, I'd rather be a Browns fan. I'd rather be.
Or the Browns at 1-4 with a QB that no one thought was going to work out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just looks optically, it wouldn't look so bad if there wasn't more QB situations like this in the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, it just looks so bad to
because
be
because that shit doesn't happen.
Yeah.
No top five QB should be losing like this.
No, it just, it really does just put everything on Zach Taylor and the GMs. Like, it just looks like you didn't do anything when you had your franchise QB. You didn't put him in position to win. And that's what we're seeing now. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah. And I, you know, I know the Bengals fan. I'm all for, you know, Lou. If I'm a Bengals fan, Lou should get fired as well. But at the same time, like, if I'm Lou, brother, what am I working with?
He's working with 20-year-olds.
Yeah,
like that's it.
What am I working with, brother? What the fuck? Nine times out of ten, the people that that your defense is going to go up against are people that are experienced. I mean, the odd chances it's a rookie or a first year, then that means that dude was fucking elite. You know, top 64 draft pick.
Yeah.
So you're going up against experience or just pure talent, and you're going to lose. But yeah, Zach Taylor, all that shit should get fired. But like you said, like, I'd rather be a Browns fan. Like everything.
Well, I don't know about that. But
no, at the same time, but like everything is just crumbling down, and you know, like, okay, you know what is ass. At the Bengals wise, like, not only are you guys playing ass, your defense is playing ass. You're because you gave those contracts, you're playing ass. Your top five QBs doing all this for 1-4. You still have yet to pay Jamar. T's gone. Like,
what
the fuck do we look forward to?
What is trending in the right direction for the Bengals? Because that's the question. Besides Burrow, I don't really like anything about the team.
No.
Because like you said, they haven't paid Jamar, so you can't even look forward to Jamar yet. T. Higgins hasn't been paid. He'll probably be gone next year.
Yeah, he'll be gone.
I will say the O-line has gotten better for the Bengals, but at what?
They're like a top 10 pass-blocking unit.
Yeah, and they've had some injuries, so like that has been figured out a little bit. But that was really their only concern the last few years, right, has been their O-line. Now that you fix the O-line, at what cost, everything else is wrong on defense. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't mean to be a hater, man, but I'm going to be a hater. This is twice now, back-breaking turnovers by your QB. Twice now that have lost you the game. Twice out of the five that you played.
I feel like
that happened. And
I'm gonna give Burrow some grace here.
You got to get those out in the first quarter, man. You can't be throwing picks or fumbling. That fumble was bad. I can't give no breaks for that.
Shit happens. I get it. But especially in the Ravens game, he was the only reason they were in the game to begin with.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a certain pressure when that starts to happen. And I think Zach Taylor stresses Burrow out because his offense is find the two best players on the field, make the throw, right? Mm-hmm. So I really do think with that type of pressure, like, you're prone to making mistakes because you feel like you have to make the play to win the game.
Because if you score, that ball's going right back to the Ravens. They're probably going to score.
No, exactly. And at that point in the game, like, this was the second time they had lost the 10-point lead, and it was only a 3-point game. And Burrow was like, Jesus Christ, I need to score another touchdown, or we're losing by four because the Ravens are going to just – or by one if we kick a field goal. Like, I feel like at that moment he was like, I need to make a play. And obviously it ended up in a turnover. But, like, I can't I can't sit here and blame Burrow for trying to make plays because he doesn't trust any part of his team. You know what I mean?
I get that.
Like, that's where I'm at with it, at least. The Chiefs one was different. The defense was playing decent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was just a dumb mistake by him. But the Ravens game was like, if I don't score, we are fucked. Like, it's like playing Madden against your friends. Yeah. Like, you know, if you get stopped one or two times, you're like, we're fucked.
Yeah. And we say for, like, those kind of comebacks, man, for the people that are like, oh, man, bro, how did the defense, blah, blah, blah. Brother, the offense gets the ball back.
Yep.
And you just fumble it up. But, yeah, the three run plays and then the field goal. I was like, bro, what the fuck are we doing? I mean, cooking. And I'm not saying fucking score a touchdown, but, bro, like, Jamar and T were eating.
Yeah, it was – that loss was on Zach Taylor, 100%.
Yeah. Soon to be fired?
He needs to, but that's the thing. Like, what do you have to look forward to as a Bengals fan? You know the owner. He retains coaches for 10-plus years. I think Zach already signed an extension, did he not?
Mm, yeah.
He's not gonna pay two coaches at one time. He's just not. So you are who you are. You're going to start the year 2-3, 1-4, fucking 3-3 to start the year. You're never going to have a good record at the start. This is who Zach Taylor is. We know who he is at this point in his career, his tenure at the Bengals. It's not all Zach Taylor's fault. The owner won't dish out money that people are getting paid, right? He has to work with what he has. But even when he had the solid pieces around him, he still started out slow. Burrow started out slow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the difference is Burrow hasn't started out slow this year. Besides the Patriots game, like, he's been probably the best QB in football.
Yeah.
And we're still not winning games. So the excuse for the Bengals the last 3 years was Burrow was injured, didn't practice. He hasn't played well the first 4 years. Now he's healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they got that excuse. We let them have that excuse. There is no excuse anymore.
Yeah.
There's none. Zach Taylor's MO is he's bad the first 8 weeks of the season. That's it. That's what it is. So what do you have to look forward to? You know what I mean? I'm sitting here with the Hall of Fame talent QB, and I can't win football games. And what's his name? Mike Brown is not going to fucking fire Zach Taylor.
Yeah.
Or do the right thing when it comes to we need to put talent around this QB to make him better.
Ownership, brother.
We should have included him in fucking bad ownership because he's fine. Like, Mike Brown's fine with being a fucking 7-10 win team every year. And we make the playoffs here and there. And we make some noise. And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's not Robert Kraft or he's not Jones who wants to be in the Super Bowl every year and will do anything possible to make that happen. Or Haslam. Haslam has shown he's willing to spend as much money as possible. In situations, it just didn't work out, and that happens in the NFL. But you have to take chances like that if you're ever going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and Mike Brown's not willing to take those chances.
I'd rather take chances than to just sit with mediocrity. I wouldn't take a chance on Watson, but I'd rather take chances than to sit in mediocrity.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Andy Dalton years.
Like, I mean, Arthur Blank takes chances too.
He does. I mean, Andy Dalton went to the playoffs every fucking year, and they lost every year in the first round. That sounds a lot like a Baker Mayfield situation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just who people are. That's who you are at some point. Like, I get it. Baker's good. Andy Dalton is actually a solid QB. He was a solid QB in this league for a long time, but he's not winning you a Super Bowl. You have a guy on the Bengals who can win you a Super Bowl. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, Mike Brown?
I'm assigned bones.
Like, I'm envious because...
Oh, dude, bro. Lord, have mercy. I wish I had this brother on my team.
Like, I'm envious, and I don't give a fuck if someone clips this. I'm envious that they have it, or have Burrow. They drafted Burrow. But I'm not scared about you guys winning a Super Bowl for the very reason because you have a bad owner, an owner that doesn't spend money. If you're not willing to spend money in this league, you're not going to win. So, like, I'm not even scared, and I know we have a good record against Burrow. I'm not scared of you guys, even with the Hall of Fame QB. If Burrow was on the Steelers, I'd be fucking terrified. We would not win, ever. If Burrow was on the Browns, if Burrow was on the Ravens, like, teams would be terrified of us. You know what I mean? Like, no one's scared of the Bengals except for maybe the Chiefs and Bills. That's it. Like, I don't know what else to tell Bengals fans. Like, it's fucking hell for both of us right now. We're fucking 2-8 combined. Ohio needs to combine their teams.
And it's just two completely, like, shit, realistically, all you really need, just get Burrow and bring them wide receivers, bro.
Yeah, our defense with the Bengals offense, and we'll keep Hendrickson on the D-line with Garrett. Like, that team would be fucking stupid good. And, of course, Stefanski's coaching, not fucking Zach Taylor.
Yeah.
Bro, Stefanski, like, that's the credit I give Stefanski for fourth downs and stuff. Like, he will always go because he has faith in his players, right? Mm-hmm. Zach Taylor needs to grow a fucking pair. Yeah, Stefanski's not going to run it three times if he had Burrow in that situation. Yes. The man's going to try to get closer for the field goal or even score a touchdown.
Clearly, it's not like you got a short leash. You've done everything to get fired, and you're not fired. You might as well go for chances, bro. At least in the first or second down, we're throwing the ball. I don't know why we ran it three times. I don't know why we're icing our own kicker.
Like, Burrow has –
what the Burrow fuck are we doing?
9 passes in 60 minutes. And we're not trying to get the ball to one of our best players in Ja'Marr Chase. Like, that's the shit that gets you fired anywhere else in the league. Anywhere else. And unfortunately for Bengals fans, he's not getting fired. And, like, the thing that Sean McDermott did in that fucking Texans game, that's some shit that should get you fired as well.
Yeah. But
there's been some bad fucking coaching.
Holy shit, I forgot about that. Yeah, the fucking... Do you think Josh Allen had a concussion?
I mean, it looked like he was throwing the ball fine.
It looked like that brother was knocked out.
Yeah, he could have been, but that first throw on first down... it barely missed the fingertips of Matt Collins. Yeah. Like, that would have been a huge play. But I still, like, fucking get out of the 1 yard line and take a fucking knee and go to overtime.
Yeah.
What are we doing? We're on the 1 yard line with 23 seconds left. The Texans have all their timeouts. There's no way you can fuck this up, right?
It's like the complete opposite of the spectrum. The Bengals ran it three times. The Bills passed it three times.
And it's all situational, right? Like, McDermott, that's not the situation to throw it three times. Like, get to OT. You were losing the entire game, right? You finally tied it up late in the game. You stop the Texans on their final drive. Get to overtime. You have all the momentum. All of it. And then he throws it three times, and the Texans are fucking kicking a field goal to win because you're punting with no space in the back of your end zone. It is unbelievable. Like, that, if that happened to Stefanski, he'd be gone the next day because the fans, the noise for the fans would be unbelievably loud
on either side. So, Stefanski did the shit that the Bengals did, he'd be gone.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, what? Dude. It's unreal. It's unreal. You see, every day coaches get put in these positions every day, and you just know which coaches like use analytics and which ones don't, and which ones have a good sense of like how the game has gone, right? It's all about momentum in football. Like, why are we doing dumb shit like that?
Yeah.
McDermott literally cost them a win. If they go to OT, they have all the momentum. Their offense has been playing better in the second half than the Texans. All it takes is one coin flip and you win the game. But no. Zach Taylor's the same thing. Your defense finally gets a stop. Let's push the ball into their territory deeper so we can get an easier field goal. Just to win the game. And he doesn't choose to do that. He takes a fucking 50-something yard field goal, and it all goes to hell.
It's like I know we're nowhere close to even – no matter how bad these coaches are, they will always have a better coaching brain than us. But I feel like I could have called up something better than that. I'm like, what the – at least pass. Like, I'd be like, yo, bro, do what you want to do, but we're passing the ball. Passing the ball. Whatever play y'all want to run, run it. But we're going to pass the ball.
I don't get it, man.
At these, and I'm like, what are these decisions? The Bills, the Bengals, the I mean, unless you're the Browns and your hands are just tied, You know, if I'm Stefanski, I'm like, why are we getting Ken Dorsey?
Yeah.
Why are we getting so? He got fired. Why are we getting people getting fired? It doesn't make sense.
I don't get it, man. Some of these coaches and their decision making late in games. It seems like common sense because, like, how is the game going? Like, and it's two opposites, just like you said, for the Bengals and Bills. The Bills had all of the momentum, right? Mm-hmm. They had all of it. Take it to OT. Move on with it. The Bengals didn't have momentum. They were lucky to get the ball in that position. Like, it just had slipped for the Ravens. So, like, just reading the room, just completely wrong in both situations. It's crazy to me. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing?
I don't get it. Let's go ahead and get into our picks and locks of the week, and then we are out of here, y'all. Locks and dog of the week, and we're out of here. So let's go ahead and look at our locks of the week first. We have the Steelers -3 and the Bills -2. Those are sitting at – is that a -110? -110?
Yeah, -110.
-110, and the Bills are -112. And our dog of the week are the Broncos, who've been on a heater recently. The Broncos of all teams, man. The Broncos have – better records than the Bengals and the Browns. And we thought this is, you know, sometimes you can hate watch. I'm going to continue to hate watch. I fucking hate Sean Payton, but he is cooking, bro. And I don't know with what, because this team is paper wise, two packs of ass.
They also, I'm not giving them too much credit yet. They've played some pretty bad teams, but their defense is really good.
Hey, these are you're beating up the teams you should beat.
Yeah,
true. I lost to a team we should beat. You've lost to teams you should beat. Well, your team's kind of ass, so should you have beat them? But anyways, those are our locks of the week. We went 0-2-1 last week because one was a push, did the over 40, and it was exactly 40. What the
fuck? Unfortunate, man.
Yeah, somebody needed to get fired that day.
Someone did get fired
that day. Yeah. Made him work Monday and fired him Tuesday. That's but yes, locks of the week: Bills -2, Steelers -3. The Steelers are playing the Raiders. That's what we have. The Steelers -3.
Is it at the Steelers or at the Raiders?
It's at the Raiders.
Okay.
But you know. Fuck that shit. And the Bills are at the Jets. Yes, we are taking the road dogs to cover the spread. And then dog of the week. The Broncos are at home and they're a dog, but we're still going to take them because even though the Chargers got rest, we just think this heater for the Broncos has been cooking. And I think it's going to continue to cook. And these are our picks. Audio listeners, I will go through them right now. So the record right now, I have 42-36, and Reed is 39-39. Got some shit you gotta get on, brother. But Reed is even 39-39. So for the picks, for the Thursday night game, the 49ers at the Seahawks, we both picked the 49ers. For the London game, the 9:30 in the morning game, the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Bears, even though it's a London game. I guess it's still home in a way. We both picked the Bears. Bears have been on a heater. Caleb Williams has been doing his thing the past 2 weeks. We've been loving it. The Cardinals at the Packers. We both picked the Packers. This was a close one. We were thinking maybe the Cardinals could pull it out. Cardinals have been surprising all of us, even with their 2-3 record. They've still been surprising all of us. The Colts at the Texans. We are under the Titans. The Colts at the Titans. We are under the influence that Flacco will still be playing. So we're going to pick the Colts on this one. The Texans at the Patriots. We both picked the Texans. The Buccaneers at the Saints. It originally was at the Buccaneers, but with the hurricane, and we hope everybody in the hurricane is going to be fine. We pray for all those people because this hurricane is going to be crazy. But the Bucs are at the Saints. I picked the Saints, and Reed picked the Buccaneers. For the Browns at the Eagles, we both picked the Eagles. This is the third week in a row that Reed is going against his Browns, and I think that trend's going to continue. At the Commanders at the Ravens, we both picked the Ravens. Like we said earlier, for the Chargers at the Broncos, we both picked the Broncos. The Steelers at the Raiders, both picked the Steelers. The Lions at the Cowboys, we both picked the Lions. The Falcons at the Panthers, both picked the Falcons. For the Giants and Bengals game, we picked the Bengals. And, hey, New York, you know I ride with y'all. I pick the Giants. This is a pure hate watch pick. I can do that. I have a pretty good lead over this bum below me. So I can do this. I can do a fuck around, a little fuck around pick. And then that is the Sunday night game. Potential to be an ass game. And then I know I said I got y'all in New York, but it's the Bills at me.
Just the Giants. Jets. Just the Giants.
Bills at the Jets, and we both picked the Bills. Is there any game that you have outside of the Broncos on a underdog winning watch?
I think the Cardinals have a good chance to win that game. I think with the inconsistency at Jordan Love's play has just been inconsistent. So I really do think the Cardinals can go in there and surprise a few people. Honestly, maybe the Jaguars could beat the Bears. I'm not 100% sold on the Bears offense yet. Their defense is really good. Lawrence has struggled. But the Bears are going to London. This will be Caleb's first game out of the country. I think it could be a little bit sloppy, and the Jaguars could keep in the game. And I do think the Giants can hang around the Bengals. Their defense is good. Their front four has had a 9-sack day. They've had a 7-sack day, a 6-sack day. Like, if they can get after Burrow and make his life difficult, I think they could definitely beat the Bengals. The problem is I just don't see the back end holding up for the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Or for the Giants.
For the Giants, yeah.
Yeah. And if I had to pick Burrow or Jones in a shootout game, I mean, I'm picking Burrow every time.
I don't
That's
blame
just where him. I'm at.
Yeah. And then I'll ask you, what do you think is going to be our game that we're going to be talking about next week, our game of the week?
Game of the week, probably, just the way things are trending, the Ravens and Commanders, just because both defenses aren't very good and the offenses can score lightning fast. So that'll probably be the game of the week. Other than that, I don't really love any of the matchups. The Lions-Cowboys. Cowboys have been inconsistent. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions go in there and beat them by 2 scores. Like, really? But then again, it's so funny.
They did just come off a huge win. Dak threw 3 fucking picks.
That's the thing, though. Sometimes that jump starts you. Sometimes it doesn't. The Cowboys have been better away than at home this year. So that's new for them. That never happens. Like, typically, the last few years, you pick the Cowboys to always win at home. That's just who they are. But I don't know. Not feeling the Cowboys. Really inconsistent. They kind of remind me of the Green Bay Packers. I think they're both 3-2. But the QB play isn't always there. We know it can be. We know they can score 30 points. But yet to really show it in many games.
Yeah. Definitely those games. Also going to think that the Cardinals and Packers game could be really good. It could lead into a laser show out there as well. I think with chaos watch, I think the Browns and the Eagles and the Giants and the Bengals for sure. And I think the funniest game that's going to be is the Bills and the Jets. If the Bills just come in and just beat the Jets by like 2 scores, I'm going to die, bro. That shit's going to be hilarious.
It really is. I will say the Eagles-Browns game is interesting just because of how Sirianni is, like, hot. Like, his seat is hot right now. If they struggle against the Browns, who are probably the worst offense in football, maybe team in football, honestly. We got to – hold on. Go to our power rankings right now. I'm going to slide their ass down. I'm just kidding. I can't update it now.
Yeah, let's go.
I can't update it now, but I will fucking move them to rebuild because that's what they need to be in right now. It's going to happen on the next power.
That's crazy. We had them like 4 in a row. We had them in tier 3.
Dangerous with questions. We knew they had questions. Deshaun was that question, and he has not answered. So,
will he answer?
No, it doesn't seem like he will. Yeah, but if the Eagles do drop that game, Sirianni probably gets fired.
Oh, no, that's a fireable offense.
That's 100% you deserve to be fired. And if the – I saw something like coaches get fired after London games. This could be the week that Doug Peterson gets fired as well. So
he's been hate watching this whole season, y'all.
How does he still have a job? I don't care that he just beat the Colts. He should have been fired already. He's been
hate watching this whole season, bro. That'll do it for our episode 7, week 6 of the NFL. Make sure you guys listen to us on YouTube. Run those likes up, comments, subscribe to the channel. We're also out on Apple and Spotify podcasts. The picks and everything will be tweeted out on DWC 2022, and will be posted on Instagram at Defense Wins Championships. This will be dropping out later today. It's just got to upload and whatnot. So this will be dropped out Wednesday, as we always drop on Wednesday. Thanks for everybody listening. Thanks for everybody that subscribed, likes, and all that. Run our shit up, please. And that is it. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.